And the three that I want to look at are the arrays and the read and the write. So I'm going to say open project. And I'm going to bring up the array one first. It's called Department Array. Aren't we all?
No, I'm talking about what you have on this, that part now. It's still not.
Yep. And where did we find the make it bigger? Tools, options. Font and color. Has everybody got it up? Hello.
Hello. Has Visual Basic opened yet for everybody?
What?
Has Visual Basic opened for everybody?
No.
No, okay.
That's what we're patiently waiting for.
I'm having trouble getting it installed on my laptop.
Huh?
I'm having trouble getting it installed on my laptop.
Help?
If you want to come to a help session, I can. Easy.
Can you be
available after
class?
Yeah. It's up there.
Where's
the
word?
Hmm?
How do you open it?
Open what?
Visual
Basic?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Going to start. It's Microsoft Visual Studio 2012. And it's the purple one.
Yeah.
How are we doing? Are we getting it open?
It's still
blocked.
I'll do it up. I was confused because it was still
has lighting.
Thinks it might
open
again. Well, I
guess
that's a
lock
screen. That's a start.
It's
taking longer than normal.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, I don't either. I had to come in and look at it, but that's a quarter.
Last year was bad too.
Yeah, and especially it gets bad, it's worse and worse as the semester goes on.
I'm going to start timing it. Yeah.
Good. Try that. Do that. Tell me so I can tell them how long it took. How long have you been working on getting these up now?
Well, if it's 11:06, you guys probably came in like 5 minutes off. 10 minutes. Right?
Nah, I think people didn't start till closer to 11.
Closer to 11?
What time did people start trying to put it up? Do you remember?
I was a little late, so I...
Okay. Guess how many minutes it took you to get it up?
5 to 6 minutes.
From here on out, it's 8.
It's 8?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Microsoft Visual Studio.
Yeah.
Well, we're 2002.
12. 12, just regular.
Okay.
Purple.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go through this and talk about it because we could end up waiting till the class is over before they're all ordered. So anyway.
So just try to pay attention up here and
right.
Don't worry about what's on the screen.
So I have up here a department number and I want to get the name for that department, okay? So my user is going to type in a department number. So if I run this, my user is going to type in, let's say, 4, and I say get department name, and it comes back with the toy department. Okay, so a 4 got me the toy department. If I want to clear this out, I can hit the clear button, which makes the places go empty, and then I can type in a 2, click department name, and I'm getting the boys department. And again, I can clear and I can exit. So I can put an exit button on here as opposed to clicking the X up in the corner, like people can click the exit button. And the exit button can either say end or it can say me close. Like that, either one will work. It can say end or it can say me close. Me being close this form, me being the form that I'm currently sitting in.
Is that supposed to be an E?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
It looks like Mo Close.
I keep telling you, I flunked penmanship and breaks. It's downhill. Okay, so that is the possibility there. Look at the clear. The clear is just saying the name of the field, text, department number, and then I have dot clear. I also could have written that as text department number dot text equals quote quote, and that means put nothing, quote quote, with nothing in between it means nothing. Quote space quote means a space, and actually that would work too, but nothing is better. So I couldn't say text department number dot text equals quote quote, which means put nothing in it, clean it out. So that's two different ways to clear, okay? Okay, so now I am going to use an array. And my array is going to be set up when I do the load. So the load will set up my array. Okay, because I want to have the array available to me the whole time I'm running the program. And remember, basically what we have is programs have a startup or a housekeeping. The load is my startup or housekeeping. These are two kinds of processing that I want to do. And this is my wrap up or close. I want to end the program. So usually programs will have something that I want to do to get started. That says wrap up, believe it or not. That didn't even come close to saying a P there. But anyway, wrap up, there we go. Okay, usually programs have something that I want to do when I get started. They almost always have some processing I want to do. And sometimes they have something you want to do at the end. In this case, all I want to do is just close, but that's still my wrap up. Okay, so I said up at the top in my global area, okay, because remember, anything that I define up at the top before my subroutines is global. And that means it can be seen by every subroutine that I have. So all the subroutines know about the word department name. and department name with five in parentheses means I am setting up an array as string, meaning as text. So I'm going to set up an array, and I've defined it as department name. Now when I load, I'm saying, okay, department name one is going to be girls, two is boys, three is infants, four is toys, and five is books. So I am saying that department name, okay, I've got an array of department names, and it goes up to five. And so I've got zero is not showing, but it's there. So there's actually six things, but I'm not using zero, so I ignored it. Okay, in a minute I'll show you that we could have put zero in. But I'm ignoring that. Zero has nothing in it. One has girls. Two has boys. And then I've got three, four, and five have infants, toys, and books. Okay? So I have set up my array like that. Department name can be used with an index. But if I just had called a field department name, it would say, what is this when I named it twice? But as long as I put in the number after it, which is an index, a pointer, a subscript, pick your word, index being the most popular, then I can use department name multiple times because it says, oh, you want the first instance of department name, you want the second, you want the third, you want the fourth, you want the fifth, and it can keep track of it that way. Okay? So now I have my array set up. And again, I did that on the load so that it's ready to go. So now, when I come down and I click the button, okay, so I'm going to run this, and when I click, when I put in a department number here, so I'll put in three, and I click the button, the click event happens. Okay, now again, we've seen that Visual Basic is very controlled with click events. I click on something and magic happens. I click on something and magic happens. Mainly because I write the code to make it happen. So I click on button get name. And it comes out and tells me that the department name is infants. Now, what I don't want to do is have a department name that's not valid, a department number that's not valid, like 8. So I program it that if I put in an invalid number, it will put out invalid department number. So my check here is if, and I used val here, I could have used C integer, because it's an integer. So I could have used C integer, or I could have used val. So I said, if the val that they put in is greater than zero, or and it's also less than six, that means it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, right? As long as it's 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5, that is a valid number up there. And I put out the fact that I take the department name that it's pointing to. So I put in a 3. So it goes and says, okay, department name modified by 3 is infants. So I'll put infants into text department name. Okay, because department name modified by 3 got me infants. Else, meaning if it is not in the range of 1 to 5, I put out invalid department number. Okay, And it's important you do this because in Visual Basic, if I put in the wrong number, it will crash. And so I need to put in the check to make sure I'm using a valid number. Now, Visual Basic makes a zeroth element in the array. Oops, I'm still in run mode. Visual Basic makes department name zero does exist. So I'm going to say department name modified by zero equals no department zero. Okay? So I have said that there is no department zero. Okay, so now I don't need it to be greater than zero, so I can take this part out and just say if the value is less than six. Okay, so if the value is less than six, it's okay. We're making an assumption here that nobody's going to enter a negative number. If they do, and you really think they're going to do that, then you can say, okay, it's got to be less than 6 and greater than, you know, negative something or whatever. But we're making that assumption. So now if I run this, and I put in a 0, I am seeing no department 0. So it is coming back and giving me the response. Notice I still didn't change the 5 up here, because the 5 is talking about the biggest one. It's not talking about how many are there. Questions? Are you sure?
Does arrays make sense?
Yeah.
Any questions? Okie doke.
I have questions when I start working on it.
Yeah, that happens. Happens to all of us. I go to seminars and I think I understand everything they say, and I go home and, what did they say about that?
Yeah.
And we all do that. Okay, questions?
I don't feel quite so guilty. So.
Oh, no. It's a universal problem. Okay, so I'm going to close the solution, and I'm now going to open the next one that I want to look at, which is...
It's on the website if
you haven't downloaded it. Right. It is Project Write Text. Okay. Yeah, I put up at the beginning of class the ones that I wanted. And these are the ones. I want to look at the department array, the write text, and the read.
Remember to extract them. Don't try just trying to open up the .zip file because it won't work. If you have that problem, call me.
Okay, so what I want to do here is I want to create a file. And we're not really going to spend a lot of time on files. But in programming languages, the main... what we've looked at has been JavaScript. Now, JavaScript is used on the web. And it is used mainly to be able to give us the ability to have if statements and loops when we make our website. Because HTML doesn't give us that power. Okay. JavaScript is not set up to read files, although there are some additions to it that can read tiny ones. but it's not set up to handle reading files. Because if you're working on the web, the files are up on the server. And so you have to use a language that works with the server, like PHP, if you're going to be working with files. However, programming languages that are not specifically designed for the web, which is a whole lot of others like C and Visual Basic and all those, if you're not using files, probably you're not doing much of anything worthwhile. Because, in fact, you've got to keep data, and that's what files are about, is keeping data and then being able to access that data. And that's the big reason for programming. I'm keeping data about my inventory. I'm keeping data about my payroll. If you're into games, you're keeping data about where you are in the game and the points you've earned and all that. So if you don't have data, then you really don't have a lot of reason for having programs. Now, data can be kept two ways. It can be kept on files, and it can be kept in databases. Now, reality is that most things like inventory and payroll are going to be kept in databases. But those are more complex than I want to go into, so we're going to just look at files. And I'm going to create a file, and then I'm going to read that file. Okay? So, if I take a look at this program, what I've got up here is I've got three fields, an ID, a name, and a major. And I'm basically going to enter that information in, and then I'm going to say that I want to write it out. Okay, I want to write it out onto a disk someplace so that I can keep it. And tomorrow I can come back and read it, okay? So I'm going to say that my ID number is 111. My name is Susan Ash. My major is CI. Okay, so I've filled all those things in. And then I'm going to say write. Okay, and then I'm going to say 222, and I'm going to say John Smith and CI, and I'm clicking write again. And then 333 is David French, and he's a business major, and write. Okay, so I keep writing these things out. Okay, and now we're going to talk about how that happens.
I have a question.
Yep.
Mine does not say anything like those examples.
Yeah. Okay, well then we're going to have to fix it.
I didn't do anything to
No, that's fine. I changed it, I'm sure, to get the right address. Okay, so now we're going to look at the code that made that happen and talk about how you can change the code to make it happen for you. Okay, so the button right, when I click that, it sets up, I've got a dim data write as string. That's telling it what it wants to write. And I said I wanted to write the contents of the ID number text box, concatenated with a comma, concatenated with the contents of the text name box, concatenated with a comma, concatenated with the content of the major, concatenated with VBCRLF. That means control line feed. That means move down to the next line. So write a line and then move down to the next line. Now I got to tell it where to write it. Okay? So I have to put in here the file system write, and I have to put the address that I wanted to write on. Okay, now your address has got to be where you want it to go. If you want it to go to the T drive, then you can just put a T there. If you want it to go and you want to make a folder to put it in, which I did, I said I wanted it to go to the G drive in a folder called VB120. And so it went into a folder called VB120, but I had to make that folder. So if I come over here and I look at my G drive and I look at VB120, you can see that I have a folder on here someplace called mine.txt. There it is, mine.txt. And apparently I didn't just take the picture of that. Let's see. And if I open mine.txt, you can see what I had on it. And I was experimenting with this before, and so I had two things that I put in there before today. Okay, I was experimenting with it. These three things are the things that I added today. Okay, so those went into that file called mine.txt. So what you've got to do now, if you want to write the file, is you've got to come up with this address as to where you want to put it. And you can put it on your flash drive, in which case you've got to know what letter your flash drive is. You can put it on the T drive. If you want to make a folder, you can put it in the folder. I made a folder. And I put it in there as mine.txt. Okay? And I'm saying that I want to write it, and the true means that I want to add to what's already there as opposed to making it go away. So, try putting that together and see if you can get it so that you can write something, and that's the only change you have to make. But try to change that so that it will go to a place. Because what I have to tell it is, this is where I want to go. This is the location. And this is what I want to write.
So that last part, the last two sections need to be the true and data write.
Yes.
Okay.
And so data write has been defined up here. That's where data write is defined. So you are writing that line that has an ID number, then a comma, then a name, then a comma, then a major. Because I told it to put the commas in there. And then the VB control line GUI moves it down so that I write on the next line. Okay? And the commas are the separators that I'm putting in. So I put in a field, then I concatenate it with a comma. I put in another field, I concatenate with a comma. I put in another field and concatenate with a comma. No, and concatenate with the, I'm all done, move down to the next line. So, try getting this working so you create a file. Okay? And if you have problems, Pat and I are here.
Yep. For future programming, honestly, I can't remember my computer file system dot write all text. So when you're done with this, save this thing. You look back and I go, how do I save that text file? Right. So.
Oh, yeah. No.
Do that all the time.
I don't remember. There's a lot of stuff that one of the reasons I don't give closed book exams is I'd flunk. You know, you really, part of working in this field is having access to information and being able to find it and not having to memorize everything. It's insane to try to memorize it all. You just have to be able to reference it, find it, look it up, apply it. All that good stuff, but not memorize it.
So, anyone need help?
Yes. After I write it, notice I cleared out all the text boxes, and then I put the focus, which means put the cursor, I put the cursor back into the ID, waiting for me to do somebody else.
I will say, in this particular case, all you're really changing is the location, so it works.
That's all you
can. Yeah,
changing.
But I can't get my location
If I come over here and I change this, and I make this mine one instead of just mine, and I start, and I put 111. Linda Adams, CI, and I click right, and 222, David Richards, and CI, and I click right, and then I end, and now I go into my G drive, and I look for mine1.txt, and there it is. So there's the two things that I put in. So you've got to give it a name. So you have to have the letter of the drive you want. The folder is optional, but if you want a folder, you've got to go make it ahead of time. And then the name of the file, it will create the file for you.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is
has everybody got a word? Yes. Any knows?
I had an issue with it.
It's like a flash drive, I think, which is kind of weird. I'm just trying to get it on a flash drive, it didn't work. I put it on a bus, it worked.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got it going on my flash drive just fine.
Yeah.
So for some reason, it likes my flash drive.
Let's just put it on the
favoritism. Can you put a T there?
I don't know.
Apple T?
Yes, sir.
And let's just. You need dot text and text. You put dot text?
Maybe
slash?
Yes.
That's just the file.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
need to have that.
No, actually, you don't even need an extension.
Need slash.
You gave an extension to ABC. I think
okay.
it'll
okay, so you called it.
It's
part,
not
it's
part
TV.
Of the fussy. About what
not
extension
property.
You
did.
So you've got to
kind of
name
that.
Long,
that's the file.
A long
that's just a
call
file.
It on
okay?
A folder. Right? Do this.
Oh, okay.
So,
right
here.
I mean, if you want to put it on
oh,
the
that's
the
where
file,
it is.
You can
put
it on. Right
there.
You just need something that you want to call it.
And save it.
Okay. Kind of like what
oh,
he, you know,
you
said
you
were okay. You can just put it in the
save
C drive. So you just, if you go to flash drive up, okay, so you can what
either one. Now, start button.
Okay, so you can make this D colon backslash, and then just make up the name of a file. Whatever you want to call it. I call mine mine because I was clearly not feeling terribly original. Okay?
I'll try again. We'll start again.
Did anyone else flash drive work out of curiosity with us?
Yeah.
So I don't know why that was the case. Someone that needed a flash drive itself. 212 or 3 or something.
Okay, so now what I need to do is I am going to read this file. I want to read this file. Well, if I'm going to read the file, I got to know where I put it.
And I don't want to.
Yeah.
So I got to remember where I put it. Okay, so that I know what to read. Okay. So I'm going to do file, close solution, and I'm going to open the one that says read. So I'm going to open the one over here that says read project. And here is where I do the read. So I've got up here at the top, G and then the address. So I'm telling it what the address is. Okay? And it basically says, dim my reader as new Microsoft Visual Basic file I.O. text file parser. And again, that's a copy and paste. Okay? And then in parenthesis, I am putting in the name. Now, this is actually not the latest version of how they like you to read and write files. There is a later version. It's far more complex. And so I'm basically backing up and using the simple version. So now I said, okay, I want to read this file. Okay? So we will look at what happens when I read this file. The only thing I had to do to the program was change, and it's reading the five records. And when I hit the end, it says end of file reached. Okay, so notice it showed the five records that I had on there, and when I'm done, it says end of file reached. Okay, so the way I did that is I've got dim current row as a string. And then I said, if not my reader, end of data. So the reader, this was dim my reader. So reader is pointing to where it is. And it said, if it's not end of data, which is end of file. If it's not end of data, then the current row, I'm going to make the current row contain the record. And what it very nicely does is the reader moves through the records one at a time, and so it will give you the next record. You will always keep getting the next record. So whenever I click that button, I'll get the next record. Now, the file that I had let me open it. File, open, and I have got VB120 and read project. No, I don't want that. I want the name. I want mine.txt. There we go. So there's my data. And it went through and read each record. Now, again, remember I put commas between the all the fields? Down here, all this is pretty much copy and paste, except that you tell it what you used as a separator. So I told it down there that I wanted comma, that I have commas between my fields. If I put slash between my fields, I put slash there. So what this tells it is that the comma separates the field. So when I say current row zero, this is current row zero. This is current row one. This is current row two. So the zero is before the comma. Current row one is after the first comma and goes up to the next comma. Current row 2 is after the second comma. So I'm saying take what is in current row 0 and put it up in ID number. And it did. Take what is in current row 1 and put it in name. And it did. Take what is in current row 2 and put it in major. And it did. Okay. And every time I hit the read button, my reader brings up the next record. So it keeps going through progressively one record at a time. When I finally run out of data, the if not my reader end of data gets the else, and I write out that end of file reached. And interestingly enough, let me just point out one other thing about this. That end of file reach, notice it says label1.txt because I wasn't good and didn't change the name. But if you look at the form, you can't even see that on here, but down here someplace there is a label. Okay, I put a label on there. And if I come over here and I look around and I find it, there's label one, and it shows you where it is. So there's label one, and it has nothing in it, so it never showed up until I used it. So that's kind of a sneaky way to get some message to appear on the form that you really only want to see occasionally. So I put it in and I called it label one. Now, if I'd been good, I would have called it label message or something like that. But I called it label one and I didn't put any text in it. So if you look at label one and scroll down, the text is none. Okay? Or text is empty. I'm reading red theme. The text is empty. And so it is showing nothing in there. And so it just makes it a little tiny box. But when I go to use it, the message goes in there. So I said in my code, put the message end of file reached into that text box, into that label rather. Make it the text of that label, and it expands that little box to hold the entire message. Questions? And again, the only thing you have to change here is the address. So what I want you to do is get it so it reads your file. So make the change so it reads your file. Has everybody got it reading, or have you not tried yet? You've got it so it's reading your file? Okay. So we've created a file, and now we're reading that same file. Question. Same address.
Okay.
this the other I want to find the location of this mind dot text, just to mind dot text.
Was whatever problem you had figured out?
Yeah. I have the right address, but I don't remember any of the information. Because I was just playing with it, trying to get it.
Well, you pretty much know that if it comes up, that must have been what you put in. So, it's not going to make information up.
It's the one down here. What question, Chris? Yep.
Okay, topic-wise, that's the last topic that I want to go over. So what I'm going to suggest is once you get this working, that you go back and questions about the homework assignment that I gave you.
So we can do the homework assignment.
You can work on the homework assignment and ask me questions if you have any questions about it. And if you're done with the homework assignment, like I know you are, you're welcome to leave. Or you can stay around and help people. I don't care. But,
So, like, this is what I'm asking about. I'm asking about the last problem. Like, I've done problem 4 for the homework. I just want to know how to make it loop 4 times.
You put in a counter if you have a loop. You put in a counter like I did on mine when I did a counter. So if we go back over here and we open...
Do I really just do while count less than 4 or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll just prompt you to do it again on its own?
Well, you have to put in the add one to count. Let me open this. File, open project, and I'm going to go back to the one that had loops in it.
Doesn't matter either one. I do both at some point, but...
Okay, so on this one, I have a count. And I wanted to use the count more than one place, so I defined it up there, but you could define it inside. Doesn't matter. And I said, do while count is less than, and if you want to do something 4 times, you're going to... put in just a number there. Do while count is less than 10, for example. You know, keep doing it while count is less than 10. And inside the loop, you have to add one to count. So you have to define count and give it an initial value. You have to increment count, and you have to check count. So you can just go and do that.
Yeah, but I got... Since you're looping the calculate employee pay, doesn't it have to like ask for new inputs each time?
Yes.
I don't know.
And how do you think you'd do that? You can't type fast enough to do it on the phone, right? So what you would use is the input box. You know the input box. It's like in JavaScript, we use the prompt. Here you can use an input box.
Oh, you type.
And so the input box will take in data for you. Because you're right. If you're doing it 4 times, you can't type fast enough to get a new name out on the form 4 times. So what you would do with that is file, let me go and bring that up. File, close solution. File, open project, and I'm looking now for input box, which is somewhere here, user input. Okay, so user input is a way to stop the world while you're doing it. If I want to do it 4 times, then I just turn this into a loop. And I take the stuff in and do it 4 times.
All right, I know exactly what to do now. You can expect an email once I, like, basically 10 minutes after I get home.
All righty.
All I have to do is copy and paste the first one and then add that.
Yeah, and this allows you to take in data and then you put it inside the loop. You make this into a loop. Okay. Because again, you can't beat the computer at your typing on an input box. I mean, on the form, on text boxes on the form. So what an input box does is it stops and waits for you to enter it in.
Yeah, and I'll probably want to do the message box instead of the display on the form or
adding. Well, you can display, yes. Probably you want to use a message box. If you want, you can use a message box, and a message box will show it on the screen. So you can have a message box that shows it on the screen. Or you can end up, yeah, that's probably the easiest way of doing it, is to have a message box that shows it on the screen. Okay. So in JavaScript and in VB, in JavaScript you have a prompt and an alert, and in VB you have an input box and a message box. And so you can use the input box and the message box in VB to do it. Whereas in JavaScript, you use the prompt and the alert. So if you just completely move over to doing it that way, then basically it's the same as doing JavaScript.
And now we're going to be doing this,
you know, in lots of ways.
That can potentially be easier or harder than doing it with the text boxes.
Yes. But you don't have any choice about when you want to take things in a loop. Okay, and if you want to put something out and stop things, then you need to, you know, put the message box, and you need to have a counter. The purpose for the counter would be to tell you how many times. So you have a loop with a count.
So like, I would put allow count less than four, and then
exactly.
Right down at the bottom I would put
count equals count plus one.
Oh, but am I allowed to like put an if statement inside here?
Sure.
Oh, good. Then I can say whether or not the poor guy needs a raise.
That's right. So you can do your calculation and tell whether he needs a raise, and you can put that out in a message box if you want. Okay? So that's making sense?
Yeah, that answers all my questions.
Good. Does anybody else have any questions? Or if you don't have any questions, are you listening? Because you'll have a question probably when you get to number four. Or number five. That's actually number five. So you're basically going to...
Yeah,
number four is just add a divide by five sign into
this. That's all right.
Pretty much. And you've got an if statement asking.
Yeah.
Not exactly the hardest thing.
And right. Two would be a five is the. This is actually five we've been talking about now.
Yeah, I had no clue. By the way, who's your tutor that you go to?
And notice you can have message box on message box.
Alex. What's the last name?
That's another one.
Butters. Butters. You know? Okay, cool.
That's cool.
Why?
Are you using him too much?
You're solid.
You seem to understand it all.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think you probably need it.
Yeah, I go to him occasionally. Like, for the rock paper scissors thing, I got help. Mm-hmm. It clicked.
But as I said, I honestly think you probably don't need it.
But I need him occasionally, but I never need him for an entire set of problems.
No, I was making sure.
Although it's nice to hear you think I'm competent at this programming stuff, because it's more or less the best paying field to get into.
It's actually the one thing I'm really happy right now. Okay, so I have a bachelor's degree in geography.
Yeah.
It took me about 3 months to get a job that was sort of in my field.
I have 3 interviews now,
and I haven't even completed school yet in computer programming.
So, gotta do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
And wait, did you have to go looking for the interviews, or did they come looking for you?
One came looking for me, but because it was just random, I was like, okay. But the others were.
One of the others was a contact, and that's the other thing that is a wonderful thing to have.
Yep.
Well, I know it's silly.
Knowing people.
I got it.
And there are whole lots of computer groups that meet in Boston and computer groups that meet in Providence.
Yep.
And if you go and hang out there, that helps make contacts too.
Yeah, because then you meet people who are like the vice presidents of company who are just hanging out. And they, they don't tell you.
And what they're there for is to try to find people.
The silly thing that happened to me is so like Home Depot sends me an email that says, oh, you applied to us last time we were hiring.